Beer fans, did you know that there are more than 100 beers in America? Oh, yes. Marching past in a great, vast, fantastic line of... Yeah, I can see them now. Dum, dum, dum. La-da-da-da. Beers going by. Hundreds of them. Which one tastes best? Wouldn't it be great if you could try them all? But there is another way to test a beer. It's what goes into it. You know, unlike a lot of beers, Rheingold that go into their beer and that end up in their beer right on the label. You know Rheingold instantly. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. These ingredients give Rheingold natural taste. Oh, yeah. There they go, marching by and standing tall among them all. Dun, dun, dun. Rheingold. Fantastic. It's natural beer. Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Thank you. And that? Buzzwords. B-U-Z-Z. Buzzwords. Well, let's see. What's one of the great buzzwords of today? How about natural? Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, man, today everything's natural, even dyed blondes. Well, let me tell you, natural means to be exactly what you are, and that is all. And that, friend, natural beer. And why? Well, Rheingold puts all the things that go into the beer and end up in the beer right on the label. Here they are. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. So there you see, Rheingold is natural beer, and it has a natural taste. Rheingold, natural taste. That sounds great. Friend, are you sure you're getting that in your beer? Natural. It's a great buzzword. Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Naturally. You know, they're always talking about inventing a universal language. Let me tell you, whenever I think of this, I think of my old man. What a picture. I see my father sitting at the kitchen table. He is opening a can of beer. He'd take that first big swallow of beer on a hot, steamy day, and there was just no kidding. You knew exactly what he thought. He didn't have to say a word. Just that big swallow. Oh. Now, that is a universal language. And if you want to try it tonight, friend, you try Rheingold Natural Beer, because that natural taste is one of the most universal of languages that man has ever created. And they put all the ingredients that go into the beer and end up in the beer right on the label. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. Oh, what a taste. Natural taste. Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey, of course. Ah, fellow quaffers of the Golden Brew, fellow beer drinkers, I just want you to know I am with you. Oh, man, I, too, have been zapped by the arch enemy of our fraternal community, warm beer. You know what I'm talking about. You head for the refrigerator. You just can't wait to get your hands on that cold, frosty can of beer. And what do you see? Tomato juice. Does that stop you? Oh, never. The garage or the safe or wherever you keep your beer, and you get a six-pack. You put it in the refrigerator, and then you wait and wait and wait. Oh, friend, if you were drinking Rheingold's cub-sized cans, you wouldn't have a problem. They're only 7 ounces, so they chill faster. Let you pour a cold glass of beer at a time. They come 8 to a pack, so when one cold one is gone, you've got another cold one waiting. Oh, friend, pick up a pack today and join the fight against warm beer. Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Yeah, ooh, thank you.
Attention, attention beer fans. I am about to read the ingredients printed on the label of many beers in America. Attention. All right, here I go. That's right. Nothing. It's hard to believe that many beers in America don't even print the ingredients on their label. Well, unlike a lot of beers, Rheingold puts all the ingredients that go into their beer and end up in the beer right there on the label. I will now read them for you. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. Now, using just these ingredients gives Rheingold natural taste. Natural. Friend, are you sure you're getting that in your beer? Now, come on. Are you sure? Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Now, are you sure?
Rheingold, Rheingold, rick-a-tick-a-ting-ting-ting, Rheingold, Rheingold. Oh, I'll tell you, it comes to me naturally. I've got this friend who's a total Rheingold cuckoo, just terrible. I mean, this guy lives, eats, breathes, thinks, dreams, and fantasizes about Rheingold. He waters his lawn with it. He washes his car with it. He bakes fruitcakes with it. It's fantastic. It's incredible. He loves it. Rheingold. Rheingold, the natural beer. And why not? It is natural. All the ingredients that go into the beer and end up in the beer are right there on the label. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. Using just these ingredients gives Rheingold that fantastic natural taste. Come on, sing along with me, gang. Rheingold, Rheingold, rick-a-tick-a-ting-ting-ting. Oh, by the way, it's made by Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Now, you think about that. Okay, beer fans, picture this dramatic scene, okay? You're going into your friendly neighborhood supermarket to pick up a six-pack of your favorite beer, right? You head straight for aisle 9, the beer. Then, you freeze. You rub your eyes. You're panic-struck. On every bottle and every can of beer, no name. Pow! Friend, if you were drinking Rheingold, you wouldn't have any problem because you wouldn't have to see the name. Unlike a lot of beers, Rheingold puts all the ingredients that go into the beer and end up in the beer right on the label. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. Using just these ingredients gives Rheingold that fantastic, natural taste. Oh. Friend, are you sure you're getting that in your beer? Are you sure? Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Now, you think about that. Oh, there was a day when man drank from flagons. Wouldn't you like to drink from a flagon? Now, what would you drink? What would you drink? Mead? Drink of the ancient Vikings? Oh, come on, you know what happened to Vikings. I tell you what I drink out of my flagon as I sit there atop my mighty palfrey, the flags flying, and my lady love watching, waiting for the great battle to begin. I'm sharpening my lance, and the sun is glancing off my armor. You know what I drink? Rheingold natural beer. Why, even the word Rheingold goes with flagons. Rheingold natural beer. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. Rheingold puts all the ingredients that go into the beer and end up in the beer right on the label. And they give Rheingold natural taste. Friend, are you getting that in your flagon? Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. I am ready now to do battle. Well, hi there, sport fans. All of you know, of course, that all the equipment in various sports has been improved in the last few years. There are better fielder's mitts, better tennis rackets, better golf clubs. Well, at long last, Rheingold has improved the sport of chug-a-lugging. And for all of you out there who are veteran chug-a-luggers, and for you rookies who'd like to get a good running start at the game, we'd like to suggest that you try the Rheingold Chug-a-Mug. They have really improved the sport. The Rheingold Chug-a-Mug has a wider mouth, nearly twice as wide as the ordinary beer bottle. You just tilt that baby up in the air there and look up at the sky and let that exciting, rich, fantastic Rheingold beer flow like a beautiful golden stream into your deep, innermost psyche. All right, sport fans, let's give it a try. What do you say? Tomorrow. That's Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Thank you, sport fans. Thank you. You know, the other day this guy asked me, he says, how do you picture heaven? How do you picture heaven? I was a little embarrassed, you know. I knew I was supposed to talk about these harps and clouds and stuff. I can't stand harps. I've never had a thing on clouds. So I thought, well, I can see these great waterfalls coming down, see? And these beautiful pools.
And the waterfalls are made of nothing but ice-cold Rheingold, just pouring down out of the skies. And the clouds are beautiful fluffs of Rheingold head, just hanging up there. And there's this beautiful field of barley malt growing, and corn and hops, and water flowing through it. That's all the stuff they put in Rheingold, you know. It's all the ingredients that go into the beer and end up in the beer right on the label. Oh, it's beautiful. This is my idea of heaven. Yeah. Just reading the Rheingold label. Heaven. Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, in Orange, New Jersey.